Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
You have a gift. Right, we all have a gift, and your focus is to share or find that gift and then share it and monetize it. And when you're sharing your gift, you'll never be without, because you're doing you. You're literally living your life, right? And so the journey of life is, at least financially, it's about that. It's about discovering your gift and then finding a way to monetize it.
On today's episode of the CLS Experience, we have a very abundant treat. He's a world-renowned business strategist and entrepreneur turned life coach and spiritual guide. And his companies have been featured on the Inc. 500 and Inc. 5000 list as some of the fastest growing companies in America. No big deal. He began as a real estate mogul, building his business up to $1.1 billion in annual sales before finding his true calling. And since then, he has helped thousands of people from around the world unlock their true potential through coaching, live seminars, and podcast episodes that will penetrate your soul. Big facts. His ability to transform and guide people towards their truest calling is second to none. And he's here to teach you that you can achieve abundance in finances, relationships, and health, and everything in between. He's just a juggernaut in all facets of life and a terrific human being. Please welcome the enlightened, empowered, and spiritual, the handsome and dynamic Danny Morrell. How you doing, Danny?
After that, I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. We were chatting for a while before we record, and we're like, let's just save the nuggets for the show. I'm super excited for today's episode. For our listeners, my best suggestion is, if you're not familiar with Danny, do a deep dive, play catch up, check out all the awesome stuff he has going on, follow all this content. It'll really help you. What I think is most valuable today is we should have an unbelievable conversation. Before we dive in, we're going to get a little weird. You ready for me?
Let's do it.
Danny, what is your superpower?
My superpower is my words helping human beings to unlock their limiting thoughts, feelings, and beliefs as if they were in a plant medicine journey. I think that's my superpower.
Yeah. And you're in alignment now doing that.
Yeah.
Did you always know, like, and this is straight off the cuff because I was kind of giving you a little background on my story. I always felt like I was here for something much more. I believe we all are, unless you have found it already, but I never gave up searching. Did you, like, even when you were doing the real estate and all that stuff, did you feel like there was a bigger purpose for you?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And then for all of your listeners, I'd like to share a little quote with them. And that is, you know, you have a gift, right? We all have a gift. And your focus is to share or find that gift and then share it and monetize it. And when you're sharing your gift, you'll never be without, because you're doing you. You're literally living your life, right? And so the journey of life is, at least financially, it's about that. It's about discovering your gift and then finding a way to monetize it. And so I remember back when I was in real estate, when I was first starting my first company, I was looking into the future, and I would look at all of the local brokers per se. And I'd see them with their suits and their ties and everything. And I was like, I was that guy, right? I was like decked out, custom suit, the whole thing. But I never saw myself being old like that. So like, I just remember thinking like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but this is not going to be me in 10 to 12 years. And sure enough, it's not. I'm like the opposite of that now. Like, so yeah.
It's so funny because yesterday I was coming back for a morning run, and I saw a guy going to work. It was early, and he was dressed up head to toe in a suit. And I did that too for 13 years. And I just said to myself, like, I'm so happy that I'm not in that season anymore. I'm doing something a little bit different. It kind of brought me back. But that's interesting that you said that.
But if you're in that season right now, like, there's not only nothing wrong with it, like, go all in that season, because you don't know what that season will eventually lead you to. And the reason why I say that is because part of what I think has helped me grow is that people know I'm able to take them the spiritual route, but they know that I have and had had success in real life business and in life, right? So it's like nowadays, so many people want to be like, for example, like a life coach, but like I'll get them come up to me. They'll literally be at my seminars and they'll ask me a question. I'll say, what do you do? I'm a life coach. And they'll start asking me questions about money, for example. And I have to stop them. And I say, listen, before you go coach others on their life, let's master yours. And I think so many people skip that step, right? And so it's a little bit of a pandemic, right? And is that everybody wants to like be a life coach, but first master your life. And when you look at life, I like to think of the three energies of human mastery, which is food, health, money, finances, and sex, relationships. Those are the three energies of human mastery, and you want to master them all.
So we did a thing and launched our first book, The Reinvention Formula, and became a Wall Street Journal bestseller in the first week of launch. The feedback is off the charts, and this book has 41 bite-sized chapters on everything to help you gain clarity, cultivate self-belief, unlock a bulletproof mindset, branding, entrepreneurship, mindset, falling in love, self-care, and everything in between. It's the number one vessel for all of your human development in one place, and it was published by the iconic Wiley Publishing, hitting number 4 for Wall Street Journal and becoming a USA Today bestseller as well. No big deal. It's very digestible. I had no ghostwriter, and it's jam-packed with juicy nuggets that will ignite that fire within. Head to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and any way you buy books, snatch your copy today and activate your expansion. Juicy nuggets, you dig?
Yeah, beautifully said. And you nailed it. And I want to reiterate what you said. And just to be clear, for the guy that I saw wearing the suit, it doesn't mean that I'm right and he's wrong. I had that season, and this is more in alignment with who I am. But you made such a great point. No matter what it is that you're doing, go all in and treat every activity like it's the most important thing. And typically what will happen is if it's not in alignment with you, it'll be the thing that leads to the thing. Like running was for me, but you only find that out if you play all out or go all in.
So wise, Craig. So wise. Absolutely. And, you know, it's like, people would always ask me questions like, you know what? Like, I don't like what I'm doing anymore. I want to start a new business. Cool. Fantastic. Tell me how much revenue do you generate in your current business? And they're like, well, you know, things are kind of tough. And then I always like to tell people, listen, where you go, you go. Like, you can't avoid you. So the way that you're showing up in your current business is going to follow you, and it's going to be the way that you show up in your new business. So my advice to people is always first master the one that you're in. Even if you don't want to, even if it doesn't feel right, you got in. There was a part of you that said, I'm going to be successful in this. So the way to become successful is to not leave that thing, is to find success in the very thing that you and your word said you were going to find success in. So to answer your question, Craig, it's like back when I was a real estate broker, I knew when I started my business, I'm not going to do this forever, but I cannot do myself the disservice of leaving this thing too soon. I have to master it. I have to master it, because if I don't master this, I'm going to create a habit, right? And I went ahead and I mastered it, and then I exited.
This is so good, because so many places they could take this and do a thing, do it well. There's a quote, how you do one thing is how you do everything, but it's so right. True. And also right. I want to acknowledge you, because the pandemic was really this great reset, and it became very sexy, trendy, and I guess advantageous to become a life coach and go online and all that stuff. But most people are teaching and coaching about things that they've never done themselves.
Mastered. Yeah.
Right. And that's one thing I take pride in too, is having life experience and then leaning into this.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I gotta be honest. So I had a call with someone. I have a program, obviously, and I don't do too much one-on-one, but I had a one-on-one call with someone, and you know, she's literally crying to me. because what we do is all spiritual, right? And so we help you start to unlock all of the limiting feelings and emotions that you had since you were a child that you don't realize, right? Anyways, she can't hold herself together. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, what do you do for a living? She says, I'm a therapist. And I literally, I'm pretty good at keeping my cool. But when she said that, bro, my face went, like, you, I have to touch myself, right? And you know, and in that moment, I would be doing her a disservice. Like, what we do wasn't good for her. She wasn't in a good enough place or a space to even begin the work. So I let her go. And yeah, this is how things are. We have therapists. We have life coaches that really haven't gone into the depths of who they really are yet to discover that.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. There's a couple nuggets that I definitely want to ask you today, but just because I think they'll hit home. And sure. Again, 100% encourage all the listeners to check out all of Vanny's content, specifically on Instagram, which I think is awesome. Immediately following this conversation, one of the things I saw you talk about, brother, and this really hit home for me, is something along the lines of that most men are afraid of their feminine energy because I think they think it might be weak. And it's interesting because as I've really worked on myself, more so in the last 3 years than the previous 35 combined, one thing I've really started to understand, not nearly as well as you, but is tapping into the feminine energy. And my interpretation of it, and I'd love to hear if you agree or not, is the masculine is more to go, 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 grind, but the feminine is a little bit more be and allow and operate from your heart. That's my interpretation of it right now. And I'm leaning into it more. And it's really created this sweet spot for me. And I'd love to hear why this topic is so important to you and if you agree with how I described it.
Yeah, this topic is so important to me because, number one, I didn't learn it by going to school or anything. I learned it in my real life. Brother, I realized that in my previous life when I ran my business, I was married for 13 years. And in those 13 years, I was living a double life. And by the way, I'm a Gemini, so it was very easy for me to do that, right? So in my business life, I was the man. You know, we were doing $1 billion in annual sales, $40 million a year in revenue. You know, I'm driving the Aston Martin, the suits, the, you know, all the shit I have, right? But in my marriage life, I was a little bitch. I was literally afraid because my wife at the time was so overpowering and her energy. Nowadays, I realize what it was. She was in her unhealed feminine energy because the unhealed feminine doesn't feel secure. So she has to control, where the healed feminine just simply allows. But anyways, so in other words, what I didn't realize was happening was in my business life, I was in my masculine, and in my relationship life, I was in my wounded feminine. Why? Very important. Because I wasn't connected to my heart. Because my mother's mother died when she was 13 days old. So think about this. So this is a little girl now whose mom died when she's 13 days old. So she never energetically felt love. You understand what I'm telling you now?
Yep.
Saying I love you and feeling love are two completely different things. So then what happens is that she, from never feeling love, passes that on to me, right? And so I don't feel love, right? I knew my mom loved me. My mom knew she loved me, that I loved her, but I never felt it. Well, the double whammy was that my father's father disowned him at birth because my father's father, it was basically like an affair or something. So he was like, nope, that's not my kid. So now I had a father who was disconnected from his masculine and a mother who was disconnected from her feminine, right? And so neither of them, my father wasn't in my life. He didn't show me. He didn't teach me. He didn't show up to the games. He didn't, quite frankly, I don't even know what it feels like to have someone above me per se to go to for advice, for anything. I was like on my own. Basically, I was on my own. And so I didn't realize how all of these things in my life were playing out, not only in my business life, which made me very driven, but hyper competitive, right? And very money hungry, which led me to poor health. I was 60 pounds overweight and miserable relationship life. I didn't know how to connect with my partner at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I started to unravel and heal all of these things, I started to realize I'm pretty jacked up, right? Yep. the outside world, everybody thinks I got it figured out. I'm pretty jacked up, right? And so I went on a journey of 3.5 years to really discover the truth of who I am, who we are as human beings, who God is, who by the way, can't be just a man because we are all masculine and feminine. And I had to go deep into all of that. And when I healed all of that, I met my now fiance, who is literally the woman of my dreams. And I caught myself subconsciously not realizing I was going into my feminine. I wanted love so bad that I was like, you know, like a little puppy dog, for example. And she was in her masculine because she had never been treated right by men before. So our journey became all about us healing our energies and me raising into the masculine, her dropping into her feminine. And now it's like we don't argue, we don't stress, we don't, life is beautiful, man, but it's because we're in the right energies.
So good. And similar to me, I totally like shed old skins and identities and upgraded myself. And I met my soulmate and she was different than anything, the patterns that I was repeating. So not a coincidence there. But I'm curious, when you went on this journey to really explore and heal and find yourself, like what are some things that you did throughout that 3.5 year stretch?
Yeah, before we go there, I really want to speak to this. The patterns in the people which you attract in relationship are simply a reflection and a mirror for the energy in which you are currently living in.
Agreed.
So if you're attracting people that nag, if you're attracting people that are jealous, if you're attracting people that, you know, need to control you, if you're attracting people that don't let you be free to live your life, right? If you're attracting people that you're always arguing with, it's because there's a part of you inside your energy that has been unhealed, undealt with, unlooked at, that you've been afraid or maybe didn't even realize you needed to look at, that attracted that person. And that is why when people heal, all of a sudden they go, yeah, I found someone and they're not like anybody that I used to date before. It's because you're now attracting from a different energy, because the outside world is simply a reflection of what's going on inside. So if you're having, right, if you're out there listening, if you're having a difficult time with your partner, right, then understand that your partner is simply just a mirror for what is happening inside of you.
That's the biggest game changer. And it's very hard for people to comprehend, but I encourage everybody to assume ownership and accountability.
Even if you don't know how, because the other thing is that we as human beings mainly live in victim energy.
Yes.
And what it doesn't mean you're a victim. What it means is it's always someone else's fault. Mm-hmm. The reason for your problems is somewhere outside of you. You can't make money because of the current economy. You can't pay for a woman's date because of the current president. You can't, you know, buy a house because of the current interest rates, which, listen, I'm not saying that all of that is untrue. It is tough out there. Yet let's deal with the reality. The reality is that money is the exchange energy in which we live in here in this world. Facts. This is what it is. So you have one of two choices. Either A, you're going to figure out a way to overcome the obstacles so that money is never an issue and you can be free, or B, pay attention, you're going to spend the rest of your life bitching and moaning about the president, the government, the fact that, you know, COVID messed you up or whatever. Either one of those is fine. One of them is victim energy and the other one is creator energy. And when you can finally tap into the truth, when you are the one that are creating it all, that's when you'll finally be free. And that's when your journey begins.
This is so powerful. And it's something that I've really made an emphasis on the last couple of years. And I automatically assume accountability and ownership for everything, almost to a fault. And I want to ask you, I'm curious, like we're growing rapidly and we're scaling and I have employees and sometimes somebody will make an error. And I immediately say, what could I have done better to communicate more effectively? Is there ever a time where you should really not want to assume all the accountability for a specific situation?
No.
Pretty simple.
let me give you an example.
Sure.
Real talk, we're guys. When I was divorced, when I was getting a divorce, I had an affair. Okay. It's not something that I'm very proud of, but it's also not something that I carry any guilt over. I have healed all of that. what I realized is that the affair was like, I was in a cage emotionally. I didn't know it because I didn't know what happiness was. I didn't know what real love was. I didn't know, because I was taught as a man that connecting with your emotions is like, you're a little bitch, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what we all do. So I would mask everything with alcohol is what I would mask everything with, right?
In there.
Yeah, exactly. So then what happened was, is that I realized that I was in a space in my life where I was avoiding what was inside of myself. Instead of me having the courage to tell my then partner, this is not going to work out, I was too afraid to do that. I literally used to think this is just the way life is going to be.
Same.
I'm stuck. The church says I can't do anything about this. I got married. This is it. I'm over. Right. I never thought, never in my mind did I think, you know, let's go work on it. Let's go heal. Let me go make maybe let me go speak my truth.
Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh, organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to NutritionSolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig.
Let me go share that. I don't like, you know, having to apologize all the time, even when I don't do anything wrong, because truthfully, what that really shows is that I'm afraid to step into my power and my true energy as a man. You see, that's me taking responsibility for everything, right? Well, check this out. This is how powerful we are as human beings. During the time that I was having the affair, I hired an assistant. So now work with me here. When you're having an affair, what energy are you living in? Describe it. Just give me some words. What energy?
Resentment.
Resentment.
Infidelity.
Yeah, infidelity. Secrecy.
Secrecy. Yeah, that's the worst.
Lying.
Yes.
Yeah, right. You get that?
Yeah.
This assistant was with me for 3.5-4 years. No employee has ever stolen a dime from me. Guess who was the first one? The one that I hired when I was living in that energy. She was doing to me what I was doing to my ex-wife. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
So when my assistant stole from me, guess what I did? You did this. I didn't spend a minute. All of our other team was like, how could she? They were crying. They were emotional because we run a really nice team. I said,
what?
I did it. That was me. I created it all. So yeah,
that's how powerful. This is such a massive breakthrough for everybody listening right now, if they're willing to digest it and apply it.
And it takes courage to do that, bro. It
takes courage.
It's courage to do that. Right. I just got off the phone with someone, this woman, like, when you get more and more spiritually connected, your spiritual gifts start to come online. And so I could see and I could feel, and I got this message, perfectionism. And so I shared with her and I said, the word perfectionism came to me, and she just starts bawling and crying. And I said, who was it? Your mom or your dad? She was like, it was my mom. And I go, how would perfectionism show up? She goes, I would get an A and it wasn't enough, or I would do this and it wasn't enough. And so we were able to break it all down and help her to realize how in her relationships, she's been married and divorced twice now. They all only lasted 5 years. Why? Because her heart is blocked, because her mom never showed her love. Her mom showed her the opposite. Her mom showed her that in order to get love, she had to work for it, which drove her into her masculine. It's really deep.
Really deep, but this is the stuff. This is the difference that makes the difference. The stuff. So thank you for pulling back the curtain. A couple times you mentioned spiritual. I know where you're at in your journey, and I'm on the way too. And it's just the most beautiful journey, being spiritual and so forth. For anyone listening out there, that's like, I want to become more spiritual, or maybe they're like, what does that mean to become more spiritual? How would you speak to that?
Yeah. So I'm a guy that was Catholic, right? I started off as a Catholic. And then like, quote unquote, in my mind, by the way, anything I say, I don't mean to offend. I'm just sharing my story.
Of course, brother.
Quote unquote, upgraded to Christian, right? And so then I was a Christian for like 20 something years. I was the guy that was baptizing people in the water. I went to Bible seminary. I did the whole thing, the whole thing. And then my mom died, bro. And my mom died of cancer. And my mom died of cancer in the lung. And my mom never smoked a day in her life. And I was brokenhearted and everything. And when I went to the pastor, you know what they would say? They would say things like, brother, you know, we don't know. God works in mysterious ways. And you know what I said? Bullshit. That's not good enough for me. That doesn't make sense anymore to me. This was cool, but this just doesn't work, right? And so I went on a journey. I went on a journey that a lot of human beings are afraid to go on because they're afraid to ask the difficult questions that might change their life forever. Because what happens, for example, the difference between religion and spirituality, whether you realize it or not, is religion is found based off of what someone else tells you, based off of what you're reading, that you don't know if it's true or not. You have to have faith in it, which God bless the faith. There's nothing wrong with that. And yet, it's a little bit different when you have an open mind, because when you have an open mind, questions start showing up. Questions like, for me, wait a minute. I'm a Christian. And my buddy over there is Muslim. I had a buddy, his name was Shadi. And we would always debate and I would try to save him, right? And you know, and he would try to change me or whatever. And then I would ask myself questions like this. Wait a minute. So everyone's going to go to hell unless they go to church and they say this prayer. And what about if like there was a little kid in Afghanistan in the mountains and he grew up in the mountains? You mean to tell me that he never hears this prayer, he never opens the Bible, and that means he's going to go to hell? Like that doesn't seem like God. That doesn't seem. And so that's the kind of questions I would start to ask myself, right? And so religion, right, is like, it's like here. Religion is masculine. This is why they tell you that God is a man, because masculine mind, man, right? It actually blocks you from your heart. Spirituality is about saying, forget about everything that I learned. Forget about whatever anybody told me. I want to know the truth about myself, the truth about life, the truth about God. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to learn that truth. Spirituality is about aligning your mind, your heart, your soul, your body, and cleansing and clearing anything that's stopping you from fully self-actualizing, from you having a direct connection with source, from you feeling healing energy and love with source that unlocks and heals your seven chakras, which we can talk about that in a little bit, and most importantly, unlocks your own spiritual gifts. When you find spirituality, religion, you'll never need to step foot in a church ever again.
This is unbelievable.
Because it's the truth. It's the truth. It's just the truth no one wants to talk about. But do you know, Craig, do you know why no one wants to talk about it? Because religion is so powerful that it attaches to your identity. Mm. Think about this. Like I was the Christian, the Bible thumper, the preacher, the baptist. So what happens if that's gone?
Right.
You know what happens? I got to go inward and I got to find out the truth of who I am. And that's why people are afraid.
It's so divine and perfect timing, because I grew up Jewish. I wasn't super religious or anything like that. But when I really, over the last 4 or 5 years, but specifically over the last 3, I just quadrupled down my relationship with God. And that's what's most important to me in my spirituality. I think that religion, I don't know if I've ever publicly said this, but like politics, it's a little divisive.
Brother.
Yes. I just want the truth.
Religion, politics, COVID, it's all the same thing. It's fear.
Wow.
All the same thing. It's fear, control, manipulation.
Did you ever study Kabbalah?
I didn't, but I am studying. I'm reading a book right now called Jesus and the Essenes, which I think you would love, because it speaks about Jesus and it speaks about Jesus and it, you see, and this... This is what drives me nuts.
I love you, buddy.
It's like people don't know, but so everybody's waiting for Jesus to come back. If Jesus were here right now, he would tell everybody, stop going to church. That's not what I came. I don't want you to wait for me. What I want you is to become more like me. I want you to heal so you become more like me, so that you can help other people become more like me. And not like me, by the way. I want you to become more like you, but the truth of who it is that you really are. Because when you find the truth of who you are, you don't need any of this stuff. That's the message he was trying to give people. That's what got him killed, by the way. It wasn't that you're a sinner. It's that he told the truth. He told everybody, seek first the kingdom of God within.
Yeah, great. Somebody's listening to this right now and they feel really inspired and they want to seek and explore. What could they do to become more available and tap into their spirituality and stuff?
Yeah, wherever you are in the world, I would say, go for a walk. I would say, go find a nice patch of grass. I would say, sit with your feet and your butt, because your spine, the base of your spine is your root. And I want you to envision and meditate that root with a light cord of energy going all the way into Mother Earth, like literally see it. Your mind is so powerful. And then see Mother Earth sending you back energy, loving energy, and you're going to feel more grounded. People who have a hard time sleeping, do this. You're going to feel that energy going up your spine into your heart, and feel the love from Mother Earth coming into your heart. That's the feminine, right? And then picture above your head like a sphere, and that sphere dropping love from above through your mind, through your crown. This is your crown. Your crown opens, right? It goes through your crown, through your third eye, right? Through your throat, and hits in the heart. And now you have essentially both of your parents, the mother and the father, connecting, reconnecting. And I can promise you this, as someone who had the issues that I had with my parents, there is no more loving feeling that you will ever feel than that. And that's something that you can just start doing, is just go for a walk, sit down, sit with nature, close your eyes, or even look at them and look at the sky and look at the leaves and look at the plants and look at the clouds, and finally realize, oh my God, you're living heaven right now.
You may have heard we have the fastest growing, dynamic, supportive, and strategy rich community in the space called the CLS Membership. We meet 3 Wednesdays a month virtually on different topics such as entrepreneurship, branding, money stories, building relationships, mindset, and a whole lot more. We have a private group where members collaborate and network, and we are joined by massive guest speakers who have personally hit me up on the side saying they have never felt an energy like the one we have inside our community. It's special and exclusive. If you're listening to this podcast, you're clearly a growth-minded, expansive cat. If you'd like to learn more, head to our website and check out the CLS membership. And also, get a little excited, you dig? And don't bring your phone. Connect.
Connect. Can I tell you a story about my phone?
Please, brother.
So this just happened this week. So my fiance is literally the most beautiful woman alive. And it's not just her physicality. It's her energy. It's everything about her. So we're doing this maternity shoot, and she's looking gorgeous. She's standing there. I'm sitting there supporting her. And here she is with her beautiful belly. And, they're taking pictures of her, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just like laughing. And I'm laughing at how beautiful life is, that I attracted into my life exactly who I wanted to spend my life with. But I'm also laughing at how stupid I am. Because how often do we spend so much time on our phone and we miss life? You're literally missing life, right? And I caught myself thinking, like, you know, man, we post 3 times a day. We got 1 million and something followers. Like, and I answer and I help people because I love people, right? But I thought, and I put the phone down and I go, this is life. Life is right here in front of me. So my wife-to-be is right here, my baby. And it's like, for everybody listening, please get off the damn phone. Stop following so many people. If you're going to follow anybody, only follow people who truly inspire you or move you, and go live your life. Go connect with your partner. Go connect with your children, you know, and it'll just change everything.
So beautiful. And I couldn't agree more. Right. And just being so, I feel like mindfulness is that portal to expansion. Just me and you right now. I don't care about anything else. My meeting, next meeting, what happened before. Just me and you building or forming that connection.
Right, bro. That's right. Be here right now. Be in the now. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Three books. If you guys really want to, if you guys, what percentage of your audience is men, by the way?
I would say probably 60-40 female men, which might surprise you.
All right. I'll give everybody some books to read that'll change your life. Number one, women, listen to me right now. This is only if you're ready to like go holy shit deep. Like you're going to start having dreams. Your ancestors are going to start coming. Like this is a right. You are a goddess. Go get that book. Men, for you men, go get the book Conversations with God. And by the way, men, you can read the other book because I read that one too. And you can vice versa. I'm just like kind of trying to help everybody out right now. And then a book everybody has to read is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. It will change your life. Change your life.
I've heard of that one. I'm writing these down myself.
Yeah.
So what was the first one? Conversations with God?
The cameraman's writing them down right now too.
Hell yeah. Conversations with God, you said?
Yeah, Conversations with God. Get ready for everything that you thought of God to be. It's going to take courage. I'm telling you, but it's going to start because you see, we've been so programmed through fear and through control, right? Like, I hate to say this, but I don't want to say this publicly.
Say it.
Well, it's like the Catholic Church, for example. It's like, look at how many of these pastors or these preachers rape these kids, right? Think about the energy of that, and yet you're still in it. What does that say? What does that say that you weren't able to catch that and go, wait a minute, but you make excuses for it. You go, oh no, but it's because of it. No, it's because of nothing. Get the fuck out of there. That goes to show you the energy underneath, because something happens, it's one thing. There's an energy underneath it, right? And you're either participating or giving to that energy, or you're choosing to distance yourself. This is how powerful this control is.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know so much about that, but I have heard about that, but you make up a great point.
Yeah. And by the way, Craig, to be honest, all of what I speak about now is stuff that I used to be afraid of speaking about. But now it's like the world needs to heal, man. Admittedly, it is rough out there and people are having a difficult time, but they're having a difficult time because they live here, because no one has ever taught them to get here. This is what we do at my event, Awaken, by the way. You will have the most profound spiritual experiences you have ever had in your entire life. And this is what we do, is help people connect.
Yeah, so good. A couple final nuggets before we land the plane. Another thing that I saw you say, which I thought was really beautiful, is that true love doesn't keep score. True love surrenders.
Yeah. So what that means, and who I was speaking to, is like, you know, when I was speaking to myself, quite frankly. real talk, most of what I share is because I'm speaking to myself. It's because I'm learning from myself, and then I want to teach the lesson to everybody else, because to me the lesson was powerful, so I like want to share the lesson, right? And so, like, you know, sometimes you get home or sometimes you go through scenarios or situation and your mind starts going crazy because your partner did or didn't do anything. And then you start building up like a case. You start building up a story, building it up until one day you just start blowing up on people, right? And I started to notice myself doing that for stupidity, by the way, for make-believe things, by the way. And that's where I came up with, like, true love doesn't keep score. True love doesn't care who washed the dishes and who didn't. True love doesn't care who cooked and who didn't. True love doesn't care who makes the money and who doesn't. True love doesn't keep score. True love just allows and accepts, man. That's real love. You got to learn to love people for who they are. And then if there's something wrong, you get to talk about it. You get to communicate about it. You get to express in a safe setting, right? Which, by the way, for some people, that's not possible because their partners are not safe within themselves. But the main problem that relationships have nowadays is that too many people accept trauma behavior. They accept toxicity. They accept jealousy. They accept anger. They accept defensiveness because they feel like they're stuck. Because they feel like, where am I going to find another partner? Or what, how does it get any better than this, right? And until you finally connect to the truth of who you are and what you want love to feel like, you'll always accept. And when you get to that moment, if you're in relationship, you have one of two choices. Either A, you speak your truth and you say, listen, sweetie, I love you, but I don't like having to be the one that always has to apologize for everything. Like, I think it's time for you to start taking some ownership now. Or, you know, baby, I don't like the fact that I can't go hang out with my friends and without you constantly like nagging or being on my chase. Or, sweetie, I don't like that you're constantly so jealous. Like, I just don't want to live my life like that. You could say those words. I don't want to live my life like that. But people are afraid to say them because they're afraid of the outcome. They're afraid of what somebody might say, like, well, then fine, then, well, let's break up. That's when you know. That's when you know who you are. That's when you know what you're about. And that's where you know if you're truly connected to your truth, because your truth would see that that's not love.
Yup, that's correct. Billionaire Mark Cuban is motivating entrepreneurs daily with his Three Commas line of apparel, accessories, and coffee. Three Commas has the softest suede crew tees, a great line of accessories, and the best direct trade Colombian coffee. Join the Three Commas Club on Instagram at Three Commas or visit their website, threecommas.com, to learn more. Thank me later, you dig?
Because love says, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was acting like this. Let's work together to heal this. You get that response, you stay and you heal. You don't, you go, because you're worthy of real love.
That is really, really, really important and powerful stuff. And I'm literally just taking a second. I want the audience to take a second to really think about what Danny just said.
Right? And feel, because it's hitting you in the heart. It's hitting you in your mind. It's hitting you in your energy field. You feel it right now. You feel it because it's direct to the truth. And we don't hear that, you know?
The truth is so beautiful and so liberating. And I was a people pleaser for so long. I'm recovering.
And so am I.
I know. There's a lot of similarities, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
And now, like, I take pride in initiating some of those tough conversations. And if something bothered me, I used to just hide it and build up resentment. Now I express it politely, how I really feel to someone. And what I noticed so far since I've been doing that, most of the time, it actually strengthens the relationship because the person respects it. Of course, it's not 100%, but for the most part.
You know how you're going to live forever with someone? You know how you're truly going to value someone? You know how you're really going to fall in love with someone? Is by sharing your truth, allowing them to share their truth, going through the difficult moments and healing those moments together. The most valuable thing I have in my life right now, outside of myself, is my relationship. Because in that relationship, I have healed. I have grown. It's like we got like treasure built up. Why? Because we allow ourselves to be our truth. Outside of that, if you can't speak your truth, if you can't be honest about what you're going through, and if you can't be honest with how you feel or with how someone makes you feel, then what do you have? What are you in? You're not in a relationship. You're in a prison. You're in a jail. If you're not attracted anymore, say you're not attracted anymore. If you're tired of the nagging, say gently that you're tired of the nagging. By the way, all of this has to come from a gentle heart, by the way.
Of course.
If you're tired of, you know, sharing Instagrams because they don't trust you on social media, say that and heal that and work on it. Because you're not meant to live your entire life in a prison. You're meant to live your life in beautiful, harmonious, passionate love, but you can't ever get there without the truth and without dealing with things as a couple.
So good, brother. one final nugget and we'll land the plane. You talk about this often, and it was the biggest breakthrough for me before I was able to start healing myself, and that's cultivating self-love. How can someone listening right now start to take positive momentum to finding self-love and creating that within themselves?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question, Craig, because you can't ever find love outside of you if you don't find it for yourself. And the number one way that people don't show themselves love is in the food that they eat.
Really?
Start to upgrade the food that you eat. Start to upgrade the liquid that you drink, right? Alcohol, for example, is the most unloving thing that you can do for yourself. Getting drunk is a sign that you are deeply, deeply sad within yourself. I don't care what you say. There is no excuse for ever being drunk ever, because it means you're out of control. It means you're out of touch. It means you don't honor yourself, your life, your body. It literally means energetically that you hate life because you're trying to disconnect from the energy of life itself. It literally means that you are masking something inside of yourself, because when you find, listen to me, please, when you find the truth of who you are, you would never allow poison into your body, into your mind, into your energy, because you love yourself. You love yourself. So I would say if someone wants to start a journey of like finding self-love, start to challenge and look at what you eat, what you drink, what you watch, what you listen to, and who you allow in your life. Those are the five things. And do that and start to notice. Notice what the news does to your mind. Notice what the news does to your energy. Notice what bad music does to your mind and your energy. Notice what, you know, the negative friends that you have in your life, what it does to you, right? Notice all of these things. Notice how certain foods make you feel, and start to become aware and start to ask yourself if this is loving for yourself. That's where people need to start.
Yeah, so good. Specifically the fifth one that you mentioned, like who do you allow in your bubble of serenity? Are they adding value or maybe bleeding you a little bit? And if they are, that's on you.
On you, because you allow it. And it doesn't matter who they are, by the way. It doesn't matter. I'm going to say it. It doesn't matter if, you know, it doesn't matter if your mother, your father, your uncle, your cousin, none of this matters. You know, what matters is the truth. Honor the truth of how you feel. Share that truth. And people who really love you, they will honor and respect that truth. And people who don't, they want to avoid. But that's their journey, right? You can't heal anybody else. There's a saying, Ram Dass says it. The best thing that you can do for me is to work on you. And the best thing that I can do for you is to work on me. And what he's saying is stop waiting for anybody outside of you to change. You have to be the one to change within.
All right. So we dropped the mic. I could talk to you all day. Straight up. But the best part is just the beginning of the friendship.
Yeah, man, for sure.
I think I know the answer, but for our listeners and community that are very loyal and engaging, about 5-6 million now, what's the best way for all of them to support you? And what are you most excited about right now, brother?
Yeah, that to my honest answer, the best way for them to support me is to heal themselves. Because what I genuinely want for the world is to discover the truth of who they are, to heal their emotional wounds, and to be living in a life of abundance financially, emotionally, spiritually, relationship-wise. And if they want to do that, this is what we do, right? Our podcast, our Instagram, and most importantly, our event Awaken, which will help you heal parts of you that you're not even aware of need healing. And we're actually coming to New York in February. You'll be my guest. So you and your fiance or your wife, I think it is.
Beyonce.
And both of you are my guests. We'll take care of you guys. That'll be February 8th through 10th in New York City. And then we got one at the very last day of November through December 1st and 2nd in Austin, Texas. And then in London, we have one April 11th through the 13th at Wembley Stadium in London. So
that's awesome. Wembley.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, brother. This was so much fun. Hang out for one second. I'm going to catch you after. I want you to know the definition of being in alignment, spirituality, and unbelievable energy. I could personally guarantee your best is yet to come. keep on spreading your wings and leaving your mark on this world. So much love and respect for you. Thank you so much for stopping by and dropping these priceless, energetic, juicy nuggets today.
Thank you for having me, man.
That was amazing, brother. Thank you.
Cool, bro. I'm glad.
Love your vibe, love your energy, and it's a ton of alignment, and I love your work.
Thank you, man. Are you going to be in New York in February?
I mean, I live here, so I'll definitely travel, but I'll be here.
Okay.
Tell me the dates again.
February 8th through 10th.
Okay. Let me check real quick. We'll have you on. 8th through 10th. Yeah, I'll should be here. Okay. I'd love to come see you.
Yeah, it's Awaken. It'll be so good.
Where is it?
Somewhere in Manhattan. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Is that you on your Instagram, or you have like a team that runs it?
For messages and stuff, you mean?
Yeah, because I'm just saying we could stay connected there. I know you're in London right now.
Yeah. Just message me there. If you shoot me, just shoot me a message there.
Okay, awesome. And do you have a US number or no?
Yeah, let me give it to you. WhatsApp.
Okay. Do you have your phone on you? I can give you mine.
I don't.
Okay, so give me yours.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.